Yeah, this your boy, Drummer Boy, a.k.a. B-Boy Fresh, and I'm here to tell you to get your music now, live on the Music Hype Beast. Be beneficial. Hey, yeah, boy.
Ha, y'all know what's up. It's your girl, LaJay, baby. Your favorite power podcast host of the Dream Hustle Win podcast with REI Radio and Radio Pushers, honey. And y'all already know that this network boosts over 100,000 monthly network visitors for 14 DRT tracked radio stations, 25 artists charting nationally on the top 150 charts, and 50 R&B charts and hip-hop charts. So, you know that everybody that come on this podcast is nobody little, honey. So I'm going to let this artist introduce themselves, tell you a little bit about what they do and how they do what they do. Go on and talk to them, boo.
Kevin, hi. I am John Marshall. I am here, the lyrical wizard, to actually bring about change to the collective consciousness through implanting and ingraining genetic codes within the subconscious mind.
Okay, my king, I hear you out here trying to make some changes, you feel me? We need that around here because, you know what I'm saying, vibrations really low nowadays and ain't too many people trying to raise them. So I definitely appreciate you coming on and spreading that, you feel me? So why don't you go ahead and talk to our people about your latest single that you got out right now?
Well, my latest single, Thunderclap, released September 28th. It's really about just giving a little bit about my scheme, how I'm coming into the music industry, you know, and how I'm coming to bring change. It's basically catchy. It's just, you know, the hook is catchy. It's really threefold metaphors in their hook. And the verse is basically all about metaphorically how I'm a change. You're just giving a little taste. You're just giving a little taste of John Marshak.
Okay. Now, I did have the privilege of going and listening to that track, and I found it on YouTube. So all my beautiful people, I need y'all to get out and check that out, too. You feel me? Now, it wasn't your normal type of track that you would be expecting. Like, the game is so saturated with cats that's doing the same things, you know what I'm saying, claiming they're doing it their own way and putting their own spin on it when they really not. You know what I'm saying? And it was just something very refreshing and something very different because it was almost like an opera when it came on top of this dope-ass beat. I appreciate that. So y'all need to go check that out on YouTube, you feel me? And if you want to know where my boy is at, I need y'all to check him out on twitter.com/DEMIGODJAHBEZ, honey. Y'all can slide on over and check him out on Instagram, too, at instagram.com/LIGHTLORD_JAH, honey. Coming all the way with it. Now, I want to discuss anything new that you have coming up because I've been seeing what you're doing, you know what I'm saying? I appreciate the fact that we even have people like you that's coming up right now because it's definitely needed. But talk to me about any of the new things that you have coming up that my people can be looking out for.
Well, this single that I just dropped is a part of an EP that I'm working on called Wicks on Wax.
Okay.
I don't have a definitive time when I'm dropping it, but it'll probably be around late February or early March.
All right. Now, what inspired you to have this message that seems to be you're carrying on your back, you know what I'm saying? And a lot of times, messages like this can carry a heavy burden, you know what I'm saying, that come along with it the further in the game that you get. So where did this inspiration for something like this come from?
Well, really, it's been in my genes always. It's been in my genes always. I've always, since I've been conscious in this realm, around 3 or 4 years old, I've always loved music, and I've always loved, you know, wanting to elevate humanity out of the place that it's in. When I was about 3 or 4 years old, I actually wrote a song called "The Fall of Mankind," and I showed people, and they didn't believe that I actually wrote it, and I performed it, and they didn't believe me, and they kind of gave me, they helped me basically get to a point where, okay, People doubt themselves so much that to the point where they can't see any type of light in any each other. They can't see any type of light in themselves, so they can't see any type of light in each other because we're all reflections of ourselves. We're all reflections of each other. So when you have like a when you're really like scrutinized, when you scrutinize another person, you're really scrutinizing a piece of yourself. So that had me realizing throughout my life, you know, just growing up in junior high school, going to school, people, you know, I got jumped in the eighth grade. For you know, I was practicing sparring with some of my friends, and so I just went through a lot of stuff that just basically showed me that this world is, you know, it needs change throughout my whole life, and that's basically why I'm doing what I'm doing.
That is something that I hope all y'all people is listening, you know what I'm saying? Because when you're called to a change, you know what I'm saying, it can be a wonderful thing in your life, you know what I'm saying? And I want to make sure that, you know, you got a lot of support out here, you know what I'm saying? Because things can get real heavy, things get real dark, and sometimes they get glassed over. I was just talking to, you know, some cats about the mind frame of our artists and rappers and things out here, and how, you know, drugs and sex are covering up the, you know, the hurt and the illnesses mentally that they have going on, you know what I'm saying, when it can be switched around depending on how they carry that message, you know what I'm saying, on their back with them. So I want to thank you for that, because more people that are actually taking on this kind of challenge, you know what I'm saying, and being successful at it. Y'all need to make sure y'all go checking my boy out, you feel me? Make sure y'all don't delay on what's going on. You know, you're on it all day, honey. Now, I want to talk to you about how you, because like I said before, the game is saturated with a lot of different things, you know, and when you come on podcasts and interviews and things like that, it's time for you to, you know, show what's different about you than these other cats. So why don't you go ahead and talk to my people about what sets you apart from the cats, the rest of these cats out here.
Well, what sets me apart is the fact that I am a lyrical wizard. I use rap. I'm not a rapper. I use rap. I use rap to affect the subconscious mind of the collective consciousness, which is basically the masses. Basically, the masses of people. I literally consciously know what I'm doing with music. I don't just do music just for fun or just to do it to make money. I actually use it to actually better society, to actually better the mind frame of the collective, which is humanity. And I mean every person, no matter what color you are, no matter what creed you roll with or what social status you connect yourself with, whether you're rich or poor, young, old, black, white, whatever, you know what I'm saying, whatever. I am a divine being, and I wish to show others that we are all divine beings, and we need to take up our right as divine beings and actually use their right for correct matters.
Definitely, definitely. Y'all heard my king out here doing good things. I'm going to need y'all to check him out. And if you don't know where to find him, baby, I'm going to let you know that y'all can check him out on Twitter.com, Demigod Jabez. That's one more time, Twitter.com/DemigodJahbez, baby. Then y'all need to go check him out on Instagram.com/Lord, LightLord_Jah, LightLord_Jah, baby. Don't delay, get on him all day, you feel me?
Oh.
Now,
Lajay,
what's up? Yeah.
I don't mean to cut you off, but there's a correction on my Instagram name. I just changed my Instagram name, so it's different.
Well, why don't you go and spit it for him real quick?
It's at I am Light Lord Jah, no spaces, all lowercase.
All right, baby. I need to make sure y'all checking that out. Now, when it comes to this EP that you have, are you looking for different beat makers? Are you looking to work with the same type of people? Can you give us an example of, you know, maybe put us in the mind of somebody or something that we can get a kind of a picture of what to really expect, you know, audibly from this EP coming out?
Well, with this EP, you know, I'm rolling in, you know, fresh into the industry, so I really want to make some bangers. I really want to make some with a lot of bass. There's not going to be many features on it, but there is going to be like there's going to be things in the background of the music and of the lyrics that if you really listen close, it'll just blow your mind. You'll be, you know, it's really conscious, but at the same time, it's kind of a touch of that hip pop type of vibe. It's really a pop type of vibe. It's really a pop slash hip hop slash slash poetic type of vibe to this EP.
Okay. Well, I'm looking forward to it, honey. I done already subscribed to your YouTube and everything. So I'm going to be watching it. You know, Radio Pushes, REI Radio, New Hype Media, we got you, baby. We're going to make sure we pushing it all out there. Now, I want to thank you for coming online and talking to me, you know what I'm saying, because you have really blessed me, and I feel like it's the people that are listening are really going to try to check you out, you know what I mean? You're very different in your approach. You're very different in the way you respond, you know, from anyone that I've had on here, and I appreciate, you know what I'm saying, the originality. So I want to thank you for coming on and give you a chance to shout out to people real quick.
Trip Sale. Suave Ra. Shout out to Suave Ra. Hey, he holding it down. He going so hard in the game right now. Shout out Trip Sale CT. Shout out to New Wave Music. Who else? Shout out to Black Flame Music for sure up in California, man. Down there, up there where y'all at, man. Hey, y'all, Black Flame, he is going hard. He going hard for sure. That's my bro.
Black Flame, shout out to you, Papa. Yeah, shouts out to Black Flame, shouts out to all his people, his love and support, his family, his fans, his friends, shouts out to all of y'all, honey, for having this king risen so high that he was able to reach us. You dig? I want to thank everybody that's been listening today on the Dream Hustle Win podcast with your girl, Lajay. Don't forget to check out my boy. He is definitely streaming right now on our Radio Pushes TV as well, which is worldwide on Amazon Fire TV, Roku, well, who else? Apple TV and all of that. So y'all know that he is not doing nothing small around here, honey. Make sure you get on that. You check him out. You like him. You streaming. You're downloading. Making sure you comment, too. So this has been your girl, Lajay Baby, your favorite power podcast host of the Dream Hustle Win podcast with REI Radio on Radio Pushes, honey. Uh-huh. Shout out to the sponsors for allowing us to do what we do. We do what we do. I make sure y'all checking my boy out one more time. You feel me? And this has been the end of the day, baby. We'll check for y'all later. Deuces.